35 years ago today, Voyager 2 was launched to make in-depth observations of the outer planets in our solar system. Ed Stone is the Voyager project's chief scientist. Stone went to school in Burlington and returned this weekend for his 58th high school reunion and a special dedication. Superintendent of Burlington Community School District, Jane Evans, addresses a crowd gathered outside the Edward Stone Middle School during a ribbon-cutting ceremony.
People have asked, why did the school board select the name Edward Stone?
Evans says naming the school was controversial, but scientist Ed Stone's name kept rising to the top of the list.
I know for certain that the school board chose the right name. Dr. Edward Stone is not only brilliant and a pioneer in space exploration, but he is also an outstanding role model for our students and staff.
I greatly appreciate this honor from the community where my part in that journey began, knowing that future generations of students will find their journeys in life will begin at Edward Stone Middle School. Let the journeys begin. Thank you.
Stone graduated high school in 1954, then attended the community college in Burlington for 2 years before going to the University of Chicago to get his master's and Ph.D. in physics. In 1972, he became the Voyager program's project scientist at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena, California. Stone is also the Voyager public spokesperson and often has to educate non-scientists about complicated space discoveries. Stone says Voyager 1 is now 11 billion miles away from Earth and is about to begin its last mission, exploring interstellar space with a cosmic ray spectrometer, a tool he helped design.
We designed this instrument for this part of the mission. These are very high-energy atomic nuclei, which were accelerated by the explosion of supernovae nearby the sun maybe 5, 10, 15 million years ago. And once we get out into interstellar space, for the first time we will be able to detect how many of these lower-energy cosmic rays from the galaxy are out there.
Stone says nobody in the project knew whether the spacecrafts would function 35 years after launch. The mission will end around 2025 when their power supply is exhausted.
Voyager 1 is headed northward up out of the plane of the planets, and Voyager 2 is southward. They're both generally headed, if you like, in the upwind direction, the direction that the interstellar wind is coming at the sun from. The two spacecraft will be orbiting the center of our galaxy basically forever.
Stone says when he was in middle school, he knew he wanted to be involved in science, but never imagined he would work with a spacecraft traveling further from Earth than any object sent into space.
Middle school, I think, is a key formative period in education. I think what a new middle school does is tell the student that the community believes that education is important, and hopefully they will find that it ultimately has influenced their career just as it influenced mine.
In Burlington, I'm John Pemble, Iowa Public Radio News.